Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniel's. Jack Daniel's and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Jordan Parks, James Seltzer with you. The amount of times, Elliot, that we do a post-game pod celebrating a win.
Yeah.
A great win. Good job. I know we have some things to clean up. We'll talk. And then have to talk about it Monday or Tuesday about A.J. Brown doing something to say something to get everyone talking about it. Yeah. We're back. I feel like we never left. I feel like this is so familiar to me, Elliot. How
yeah.
are you?
Well, you know, I was thinking, so obviously I'm at the game in Tampa. A.J. and Devontae don't talk for what it's worth. And then we're like leaving.
Oh, did Devontae tweet something? I didn't see
no,
that.
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay, cool,
funny.
Cool. Yeah. So he didn't. Got yeah. it. Cool.
I was thinking like it must have been funny for AJ to be on the plane while like this is going very viral. Uh-huh. Like, you know, and all yeah. of his teammates are probably sitting around just being like, what
up, pal?
And he's just sitting in his seat in like 13F or whatever, just like watching the world implode around him. So yeah, I mean, you know. A lot to get into.
All
in
right.
That.
Yeah, let's just get into it. I'm sure we're gonna disagree about certain things and what he meant and all that. But
yeah.
As we've spent the last, 36 hours talking about this or whatever, obviously spent all day yesterday on the radio talking about it today, you know, and they're 4-0, by the way, let's throw that out there.
I know it was funny. I heard Nick on your show this morning yeah. And Joe kind of transitions from the AJ stuff and goes, so you guys are 4-0. Just want to remind people. I was thinking it'd be so funny if Nick went, well, maybe you need a reminding, you know.
I know. Yeah. And look, Nick is amazing. I mean,
he's so good.
His ability, it's ridiculous how good he's gotten. Honestly, it might be the most improvement I've ever seen from anyone.
Well,
in that
one thing that
stretch
is,
or whatever,
is definitely
specific thing.
Yeah. One thing that's definitely true is being a head coach in Philly prepares you to be a head coach.
Oh,
anyway.
Buddy. I think
like Nick could go to another
to
market.
Anything, I feel like the amount of fires that this guy has to put out or step around on. And
like he's overqualified to coach the Cardinals.
Yeah.
The Jaguars.
Oh my God. He's getting me. He should be like, nah, I'm too done.
Yeah. Like that would be a joke compared to Philly.
I'll run all three at the same time.
Yeah. It's seriously. He could probably coach those two teams at the same time.
All right. So let's just get the hell into it. Yeah. We'll get into what he means and what he means because I think we disagree on that. But after talking about it for 36 hours, you know, sitting
where are you at with it?
This is where I'm going. Like, the more I talk about it and the more we get further away from it, the more annoyed I am at AJ Brown. Honestly, like that's what I feel. Like I am like, look, I get it. I get that you want the ball. I understand that. You want receivers to want to contribute and all that. But like when you keep winning football games, man, you're winning games every week you win. This team never loses. We talk about it. They haven't lost in a calendar year when Jalen has started and finished a game. Like enough already, man. Do it in the locker room. Keep it in there. Do you hear anybody else? Your point, Devontae Smith, I'll bet you Devontae's frustrated. Of course he is. He wants the ball too. Have we heard one peep, one sentence out of Devontae Smith that has made us think, oh, maybe Devontae's unhappy? No. And this keeps happening with AJ. It happened in a playoff game in 2022 when they're up 38-7. He's complaining on the sidelines in the Giants game. It happened in 2023, the whole Seattle thing, all that Nick covers for him, the whole thing. Last year, he's reading a freaking book on the sideline. And like, funny, haha, like no big deal. But like when you really step back and think about it, how many times have you ever in your life watching football, covering football, seen a player reading
the
a book
thing doesn't
whatever. But
me.
The point is it's a compiling thing over and over and over again. And then last year, the Brandon Graham stuff, it's like over and over and over again. Like this guy just can't be happy. You're on the greatest team in the history of the city and he can't be happy. And I get being frustrated, but the fact that he keeps going public with it, it bothers me. Talk to Nick, talk to Petullo, talk to Jalen, talk to whoever you have to, but like enough with the tweeting these cryptic things,
so,
complaining and bitching. Like I'm tired of it. That's what I'm at.
I know. So he's really only gone public with it once for what it's worth. The stuff on the sidelines, you can
no,
argue.
The passing game. Last year, the comment.
Right, but he's asked about that in a press
but
conference.
But he's so, he could handle it better. That's why he can handle all these things better.
Right. No, well, I think this is the first time I felt he could have handled it better, in my opinion. The passing game comment, we could argue, but like, the passing game was struggling.
What about him complaining on the sidelines in a 38-7 playoff game?
So that's,
like,
again, like
38-7.
I know. This to me is the first self-inflicted wound from AJ in my
opinion. So I think this is a pattern of
I don't view it like AJ wants the ball. Devontae wants the ball. Like Devontae and AJ are in a situation that is not fun to be in. They run block.
Except
all
you're winning games.
Except for winning games, right. But
which ultimately is what you're
not ultimately what they're playing the sport for. They're ultimately playing the sport to like be great at their craft, to make the Hall of Fame. Like, yes, they want
it's
to win,
part of
obviously.
It, but winning
of
is
course.
At the end of the day,
but
right?
I'm saying like AJ works out throughout the offseason so that he can be a great player, right? And he has 7 yards in a game. Like, it's absurd, right? So I'm twofold on this. Like, I disagree with you mostly on what you said about AJ, but in this instance, like it's on him. Like he did it, right?
There's no question.
If he would have just not talked, I don't even think it would have been that big of a story.
Nope.
Like it would have been a comment, right? Like maybe
I didn't talk.
Exactly,
what's going on because of the history,
but it's not this. So like he did this one to himself. I do think at times when AJ talks, like I'm at those pressers, like it is, he has to walk a tough line because the questions AJ get are a lot. I mean, I'm at everyone. It's like, how's the passing game? What do you think the passing game can do better? Who do you think it is? Are you more aggressive? How's the coaching? So like AJ does get put in tough situations. I think for the most part, he handles it really, really well. I do, right? From my perspective of it. When you tweet after a game, something like that, that's cryptic, you're inviting drama. Like what did he mean? We'll talk about that in a minute, but like, how it's being perceived is not positive. So if he meant this in like a constructive way, or if he meant this in a, I'm not talking to the media because my words are always twisted, well, the message has gotten out of control and he has not stepped in to clarify that message. Right.
He could have easily tweeted out. This is
about the media. If it was about
like the thing with the Patriots thing, remember where it's like where he had to tweet, it's like, I was a Patriots fan.
Exactly.
Like, it's like just clarifying. Like, he knows how to do that.
AJ knows how this is being.
And
perceived.
He also knew when he tweeted out what was going to happen.
Correct.
Without a doubt.
Before he tweeted it out, the minute after he tweeted it, like, I'm sure his phone was blowing up. I'm sure people like, so AJ is aware how this is being perceived. AJ knows and hears all the Monday morning things. And like, what I think is frustrating about it is it's just like, so on Monday there's talks all over, you know, like the national shows and like Michael Irvin, who's talking, he's like, how can I say Jalen is better than Dak when Jalen's own teammate would prefer Dak? And obviously there's some inference there. But the point I'm making is when you do a tweet like that, you invite all the trade talk. You invite all the AJ's not happy. And frankly, you invite a lot of Jalen criticism, right? Because that's what everyone's going to say is he's not happy because the passing game is not good enough. And I believe that's what the truth is. And I do believe it is rooted in Jalen. But regardless, like, it is doing something to a teammate that is putting him in the crossfire. Like Nick on your show this morning, first three questions all about it, if not more, right?
Yeah.
First question at the first two questions at his press conference yesterday, all about AJ. He'll talk on Wednesday. It'll be about AJ. AJ will talk on Wednesday. It'll be a circus around his locker. Jalen will talk on Wednesday. It'll be about AJ. Right. So like, that's the downside. Now where I separate from you a little bit is I think I sympathize a little more with what he's going through. Like, it has to suck to be AJ or Devontae and like know you can be a top 10 player on the at your position in the league. Like AJ already is, but like Devontae too. And like the ball is just not coming your way. And what I believe the frustration is rooted in for AJ is when like AJ is in the huddle, AJ hears the play calls, AJ goes through the game planning. AJ knows they're trying to get him the ball. Like AJ is not showing up on Sunday and just being like, oh man, what's going to happen? They run the plays throughout the week. He knows the coaches want to get him the ball. The ball is not coming to him, right? So I think his frustration is not in the, I want the ball more. I think his frustration is in the, I want the plays for me to be run correctly. Like, I think he's cool with Saquon. I think he's cool with the running game. Like, but what sucks is when you're not going to throw it as much as other teams, each of those plays for you are precious. And those plays right now are not being run correctly or they're not being executed correctly.
Well, he hasn't been open as much. Jaws talked about it. Jason Avant talked about it, that like AJ's not open the same way he used to be. And I get it that there are spots where Jalen could give AJ a chance to make a play.
I agree, AJ's not wide.
You know what? But like, we know that Jalen, and to his credit, is going to make the smartest, or what he believes is the smartest play in each situation. And sometimes that's losing yards instead of giving the football away or whatever it is. Like, I want Jalen to throw the ball where he thinks he should throw it.
I agree.
Like, if Dallas Goedert's open and AJ is tight coverage, throw the ball to Dallas Goedert. Like, so like,
and I think AJ feels that way as well. Just putting that out there.
I think AJ might be frustrated. Look, the knee thing I think is a real thing.
Right.
Like, he had it all last year. It like carried over. He had to sit out a bunch of training camp. He hasn't looked as explosive. He looked good once he had the ball in his hands in that game against the Rams. But for the most part, it's not like AJ's been wide open all over the field. It's not like he's had all kinds of plays that could have come his way. Like, my issue is I don't want them to like, I want Jalen to look at the field and say, boom, open, boom. That's where I'm going. This is what I should do. Oh, people aren't open quick enough. I should run. Whatever. I don't want him sitting there thinking, well, I got to get to AJ. I got to force AJ. AJ wants the ball. AJ's freaking crying over there. I want Jalen to play the offense the way he should play the offense, which, by the way, has won them a ton of football games.
But so I agree with that. I think I can't speak for AJ on this one, but like, I think AJ probably would agree with you on that, right?
I don't know that he would. I think AJ wants a football.
AJ wants the ball.
Here's the thing, and I get it, that you want both things. You want to win and you want to play well and all that. But it feels, when AJ does this stuff, it feels like to me, and I think to a lot of fans, that he cares more about getting the football than winning games. I know he thinks that him getting the ball will win games, but they win the games. Like, at the end of the day, there's a W there. So when you are complaining about it every time, like, it comes off as like, it upsets me, like, as a fan.
See,
because,
but I think we have
because
to-
we're winning. We are winning football games.
Right.
We win every game we play. Like, when you're complaining after wins, like, that's, it's off-putting.
I agree he shouldn't have sent the tweet out. And I agree that when you complain after a win, it does come across as selfish. Whether it is not, whatever.
Correct.
It comes across as selfish. Full stop, right? I guess I'm just saying, we probably had this conversation on the pod, but regardless, like, put yourself in AJ's shoes. Like, let's just try to think of a hypothetical situation where, like, you do a show with Richie and Joe.
So I just, real quick, the reason I don't think you can is because it's such a unique scenario. The guy makes $25 million to go play a kid's game. And I know you work hard and all that, but he's playing a game for a living. Like, I get, like, I just don't think there is a comparable situation.
But the reason then I'll do it with me, or like,
it's the money. It's all of it. Like, you have to factor all this in. Money is make
part,
that kind of money.
The money of it is part of it for sure.
Like, that's life-changing generational wealth.
But the money does not satisfy. Like, obviously, we can't speak to what it's like to have that amount of money, right? And it's part of it. But, like, if you on your show with Joe and John, like, could get the best ratings in the history and make $25 million, right? But you couldn't talk.
If I would, I would take the money to not talk.
I get that. But, like, there would still be, like, I would not be surprised if a month in, 2 months in, you're sitting there and going like, yeah, this kind of sucks though. Like, I sit here for 4 hours. I barely get to talk. Like, when I do, they talk over me, right? Like, I think that there is just a level of, like, he is at the top of his craft and he does not feel he is getting to perform.
I get it.
The money is part of it.
I just don't think it's right. I get it. I understand his frustration and where it's coming from. My point is, I'm okay with him being frustrated if he's not causing problems by tweeting
Agreed.
Stuff out.
Yeah, he should,
like,
not tweet about
it. If I didn't hear
about
this, if it had just been AJ and Todd, I'd be like, whatever. All
I
good.
Agree.
Like,
he shouldn't
tweet
about it.
Again, 100%. So that's my point. Is, like, I can accept and understand that people are going to be upset when they're not getting the ball to a certain degree and that they want the ball. I'm cool with that. My point is, when you go past that and hurt your team's chances to win by causing controversy and causing issues, that's where I'm like, no, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
and
what I mean?
I mostly agree with you on that. Yeah. Like, he has caused a storm for this team they would not be dealing with otherwise.
Yeah.
And it's not the first time. Whether it is his fault before or not, this is not the first AJ pop.
Yeah, and that's the point.
This is not the
pattern.
First time
we are at a pattern
Nick has
now.
Been, right? I get that, for sure. So, like, the next step, and this is, well, what's next?
What's next?
Right? And so
real quick, just to follow
or who is
up
he
on
talking
it.
About?
Yeah, let's follow. That's where I was going to go. So you clearly think my initial thought was the coaches when I read, just cause the way it was phrased, they, like, listening, you know, not listening to me, like my ideas or whatever. You are so sure it's Jalen that you have kind of.
No. Well, to be clear, okay. I'm sure it's not the coaches.
You're sure it's not the coaches?
Yeah.
So, like, and you're in the locker room, so I take that seriously. Right. Like, the Jalen said a similar thing after the Rams game, which was weird. They both kind of said, let your killers be killers in some form or another. So that's what kind of made me think, like, that they're kind of on the same page, but then this happens. So you explain why you think the coaches, because reading it, you can understand if you just read the quote seems like it would more be about the people making the decisions than the, you know,
I guess, but, like, if there is anything Nick Sirianni and Kevin Pitullo do, like, if there is only one thing they do well, and they do a lot of things well, but if there's only one, it is listen to players. Like, that is what they do. Like, open door policy. I can't tell you how many players have told me how involved they are in the offense, how they give ideas to the offense, like Stoutland, all of them. Like, that is, like, a core philosophy of what they do down there. And AJ, like, obviously I don't know their text history, but, like, they talk. So, like, there is zero doubt in my mind, like, zero, that Nick and AJ talk all the time and that AJ feels heard by Nick and Kevin Pitullo. Zero, right? Now, the next step is, like, you know,
well, he might be heard, but they're not necessarily incorporating the things that he wants.
But I think they, again, and this is just, like, I hate to keep coming back to it, but it's how I feel. This is what the players say. I haven't talked to a single player on, like, being interviewed, not being interviewed, that has said a single negative thing about the coaches or about, like, AJ, right? And I say that to say that I believe the players feel the play. I believe, for the most part, I can't speak for every player, the players feel the plays they are running, if executed correctly, would result in big plays. And that when they watch the tape, they're not sitting there and going, well, of course this didn't work. Like, duh, right? They're sitting there and going, well, if we did this correctly, it would have been there, right? Like, 2 weeks ago, there are plays where the receivers are running on top of each other. And you look at that and you go, like, well, what idiots are these coaches, right? And the coaches deserve blame for that in the way that it's happening on their watch, but that's not a schematic thing. So, like, when AJ's talking about not being listened and all that, like, I truly don't know what he means by not being listened to, but I feel very, very confident it is not about Nick and Sirianni, Nick and Petula.
Well, I mean,
I feel very confident.
So how do you respond to all this scheme stuff from, again, I'm not an expert on all 22 or scheme, but there have been a lot, you know, and Jaws, the most recent one, a lot who are saying that the schemes aren't that interesting, that AJ's not getting open, that.
So the AJ not getting open thing, I don't have a strong opinion on that one. Like the physical thing with AJ, now he did look great against the Rams, and not to compare them as athletes right now, because I think Joel is in a much further down the.
Yeah.
But like Joel can still look awesome for games.
So it doesn't mean that.
Yeah, I think AJ looking awesome against the
Rams
doesn't
mean that his knee can't be bothering him.
But on the flip side, you know, like AJ was awesome last year. I think the knee thing, I'm not a doctor, but like with Joel, we can look at him and
No,
I don't think they're comparable things. But
yes.
the only comparison I'm making is like just because he was great against the Rams in the second half does not mean physically, like, right? So I don't know.
Yeah, like, so Joel put up 70 and then
exactly.
A week later he can move. Yeah.
So I don't know the state of AJ's knee. All I know is what he says, which is he had to get his knees drained during the playoffs.
It's been a thing,
right? He missed time in training camp for, I think it was a hamstring, but like, regardless, it's like a knee, you know, like a leg situation. So when people say AJ's not getting open, like I don't see AJ wide open, but two things, because I also heard Jaws say this and I heard you guys talk about it. I do agree that when you watch, there are plays where AJ is not giving 100%.
And that's a problem.
That is bad. Yeah. I agree. I'm not defending AJ on that one. But I think that is different than AJ physically unable to get open. I don't have an answer to that. And
what I guess
my response would be to the all 22 guys is I would just be interested to hear a breakdown of them doing a game last year or in 2022 where the offense was good. And just see what the differences are, like
in terms of both scheme and AJ.
Yeah, and routes, right? Like what you hear a lot is AJ's running the same route.
The routes are what you keep hearing. Yes.
Well, I would just be interested to know, do they feel he's running, like when he has 160 yards in a game, are the routes much different? Like to me, and this is just what I've picked up on covering the team since Nick got there, I just think they believe that they're going to win games with an offense that like features the talent and they don't make mistakes and they win on situational football. Like, I don't think they believe in tons of tricks on offense to get guys open.
That's very
right.
Clear.
So when the all 22 guys say it's vanilla, like I agree with them on that. My my only point is it's always been this
right.
way. So
but you
I would just
to
like
adjust as time goes on and have to add some wrinkles and do different, like Kellen Moore did do different things than Brian Johnson did when he came in here.
Yeah. I would assume there was some differences. Yeah. Like I can't speak, but I think for the main part, like, they build their offense around the players and they run plays they think the players can run. And they run plays that throughout the week, the players are involved in that. Like Jalen's more involved than AJ is because he's the quarterback. But like, so when the offense is said like vanilla and AJ is not getting open, I just don't think it's much different than normal. Like there was a clip I saw on Twitter yesterday that was like, run these routes again for AJ. In the first play that is in this, AJ catches it in double coverage over the Steelers in the end zone. So like, when AJ and Jalen are playing at their best, it doesn't matter what the coverage is. Like if the throw is good and AJ's there, now, if you want to argue life would be easier if they could scheme them wide open, like of course. But I think that's just not really what they're going to do.
They? Like why wouldn't you try and do some interesting stuff?
I can only guess. I don't know the answer.
What would your guess be though?
My guess would just be like
that they don't want to complicate things.
Yeah, I think they want to keep it simple. They think if it's simple, it leads to fewer mistakes, which it does for what it's worth.
I mean, look, it's been a successful way of going about things. I'm not criticizing
it. Right.
I'm just I do think that in the NFL, we've seen over the years, you always have to have counter punches. You have to be able to develop counter punches.
I agree. So like, I'm not sitting here defending the offense way that it's schematically pleasing. I'm just saying they have scored and won. They've scored a lot of points and won a lot of games with this
and
offense.
They're perfect in the red zone this year.
And I would argue that's like now the tush push.
Literally every, but they've scored a touchdown every trip in the red zone. I mean, that's something.
I really do think, not to simplify, but when it's only four games in this season.
This is what I'm saying, though. You can't overreact at the beginning of the season, too.
Like, I think if Jalen just throws better balls in the second half against the Bucks, we're not even talking about this. Like, there were two times down the field where the balls were out
covered, though. They were,
but not on the two deep balls. There were other chances where I agree he was tight coverage and the ball was not great, but it was a tight throw. AJ had two plays down the field where I thought he was open. And one of them, he's definitely open. So, like, if those are elite throws, which Jalen's capable of making, like we're not even talking about this because AJ probably has close to 100 yards and all is good, right? I thought Jalen's accuracy was uncharacteristically poor in the second half. Mm-hmm. That was what I saw when
I still think that he got to the whole team.
Yeah, then, well, that could be it too. Yeah. I'm just saying, how many times do me and you talk about Jalen struggling and I go, the accuracy was bad? Mm-hmm. Like, that just doesn't
never happen.
Never, yeah. Right? So, like, I just thought he was uncharacteristically inaccurate. And I think that plays into why AJ's upset, because AJ feels he should be getting the ball, right? He knows the play is called for him and the ball is not accurate. And that's, I'm just guessing, but like that's probably where the frustration, but it's just a guess.
Yeah. I need him to stop tweeting. Like, I need you to stop doing this. Like, it's only bad. Like, there's no good unless, like, yes, squeaky wheel gets you all. Maybe he'll get the ball a little more or whatever. Right. But like, in terms of for the team, like, nothing good. I mean, except last year.
I just don't get why. Like,
why you tweet?
Yeah. Like, if I was sitting next to AJ and he's like, I'm going to tweet this, I'd be like, well, why?
Especially real quick. Because if you want to go back to what you said before, and I don't doubt that he has a good relationship with Nick and Kevin, but it can't be that great because he's willing to put them in this situation when he doesn't have to. Like, to the point you just made, Nick Sirianni, every single interview and press conference this week is going to be about this. Kevin Betullo, when he speaks today, I believe it is, right?
Yeah, he'll get asked about
it. It's all going to be about that. And like, so like, I'm sure, but you know what, AJ, you're doing them dirty. Like, you're doing them dirty.
I agree with that.
So like, you know, like, step back. And if you really do care about these guys, and again, I still don't know for sure that he's not talking about the coaches. I trust you, but like, I'm not, you know, it's possible he's talking. Yeah. We don't know. We're not there. We're not in his head.
I'm
right. Also you're based on what you see. And that's why it has weight with me, but we don't know is the point. Who knows? But if he really is just talking about Jalen or vice versa, even if he is talking about the coaches, like, he's doing everyone else dirty by putting it out there and making it a thing that they have to respond to. So let's
talk about the Jalen aspect of it. And like, I'll start this by saying, like, friendships are really complicated things. Like, I've had my best friend, Alex, has been my best friend since sixth grade. Like, we talk every single day. Right. But like, we went through, I would say maybe like a year in college where like, we weren't as close, and like, it wasn't a huge deal. We just like, weren't as close. And then we got close again. Right. So like, friendships, I almost don't even want to speak about their friendship because it's like, only a few people in the world know like how their friendship is. But what I would say to people is,
if it is,
well, like, what I would say
who
is,
knows it this
well,
this way, is right?
Like, when you're trying to guess who AJ would be mad at, Brandon Graham said it last year. Yeah. He came out and said it. Yeah. He said it. And like, I would encourage.
You did say Jalen was trying.
Yes. Like,
from Brandon Graham's perspective, AJ needs to try harder. I'm not blaming. Which it seems like is a.
And I'm not.
And to be fair, like, Jalen, I have, like, the on the field thing, and, you know, I disagree with a lot of people, whatever, but like, that's it. One is like, off the field, like, Jalen's been perfect this year. Like, I don't think, like, and we're not in me, but like, every, like, we've talked about with the way he's worked in press conferences, the way he's been on the sidelines, the way he's with teammates, the Jordan Davis, you know, stuff like all the stuff that people wanted to see from Jalen in terms of being a teammate,
right?
In terms of being more of a leader, an open leader out there, gregarious, all stuff. Like, he's doing that. Like, to the point we're going back to bring around thing where he's like, one is trying, man, you know?
And to be completely honest, like, if you would have told me prior to Brandon Graham talking that he was going to say they're not close and one of them's trying to make up, if I
you would have thought it was the other way.
I
would have too.
So like, when AJ's upset about the passing game, like, think about it this way. Brandon Graham has said him and Jalen have issues, however you want to phrase it. And like, he defends Kevin Petullo and Nick Sirianni to the death whenever you talk to him about it. Right. So like, was he talking about Jalen? Who knows, right? But like, if we can all just be like intellectually honest here, like, read the tea leaves. Like, we know he doesn't get along with Jalen, according to Brandon Graham. Now, has their relationship improved? I have no idea. I would encourage people to look at, like, after they score touchdowns, like, how often they interact, you know? But just, I think it's a problem. I don't know how else to say it. And like, if AJ's gone in a year, do I think it'll be because he doesn't like the passing concepts? Like, no, I think it'll be because him and the quarterback don't get along. And Brandon Graham said that. This is not me. This is Brandon Graham.
I mean, we've seen this many times in football history. I mean, Russell Wilson, they got rid of old defense for that guy. But what's I'm just saying, like, it's something that happens.
But
you know?
What's interesting about the Jalen and AJ thing is like, they were billed great friends.
He's godfather of this kid.
Yeah, like, I mean, who knows? Like,
who knows? But still, too.
But like, the FaceTime call.
That's the point. Right. FaceTime call.
Taking pictures together with like hurt season and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't see that anymore. I mean, AJ got engaged this offseason, and who knows? Maybe Jalen was big. Like, I have no idea. But there were a lot of Eagles teammates there, and Jalen wasn't there.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, the reason I almost never like to talk about it because like there's a sadness to it. Because I think about like my best friend and like it would really suck if like had a falling out. And like then, I don't even know if they did, but well, the evidence
it's not just that. It's you have a falling out and then your falling out is public and everyone's talking about it all the time. And anytime you say something, it's like
they're never asked about it.
And yeah. And well, because it's too uncomfortable.
It's too awkward.
It would be such a like an uncomfortable.
I don't even know what you would phrase. No, like how you would say
it's personal. Like even then, I wouldn't I wouldn't.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Totally.
Right. So like, and the tough thing is Jalen is the one that does throw the ball. So, you know, like I think when there is tension and who knows if it's still tension, but if there is potentially tension there, like, so he lashes out on Twitter. Like, who do you think he's lashing out about?
Yeah. I'm just tired of it. Like, I hope like,
yeah,
it's annoying.
But here would, and then we'll talk in a second after this. Like the last thing I would say is like, they've dealt with this before.
Well, and
this is not new to them.
Literally last year. I mean,
Nick
they
didn't
want to
check
Super
his
Bowl.
Phone and go, oh my God, AJ's upset.
No,
like, this
Nick,
is,
Nick yeah. checked his phone, went bleep. Not again.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
exactly what
but
he was
like,
not
surprised.
Again.
I'm sure really? He knew. I'm sure he knew exactly who again, AJ was.
If AJ
about.
Really cares for Nick Sirianni, like maybe stop doing him dirty.
And
honestly,
Jeff McClain, for what's worth, tweeted out that it internally, was, it's a person or persons. Yeah. So they believe in the building. It wasn't like the media or anything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
Correct.
Yeah,
like person or persons.
People.
AJ. Could you
Well,
not?
I think he said persons, didn't he?
Yeah, but say people.
Yeah, people's better agree. Than persons.
Yeah.
Unless it's,
I guess whoever told Jeff
Robert.
Needs a grammatical.
It was just person anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Seven RBIs in a game.
So, yeah, that's right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know
about.
You don't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect you to. It's baseball.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby. Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
I'm Christian McCaffrey, pro running back, and Abercrombie is an official fashion partner of the NFL. I'm not kidding when I say NFL by Abercrombie broke the internet last year, and I think this season's lineup is even cooler. And so does my wife, who keeps stealing all my hoodies. Stay fit for the season and Abercrombie's newest arrivals. Shop NFL by Abercrombie in the app, online, and in store.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in a minute, I'm going to ask you one more question on the AJ thing, then we'll get some of the other stuff going on. But Elliot, I mean, we're talking about, you know, getting things done in the clutch, which this Eagles team does, even despite all their issues. Here's the thing. If you need something done in the clutch, you call Jalen Hurts or call our friends at Window Nation for your house. That might be the better call. Might be, you know, Jalen probably could do anything.
Yeah. I mean, look, it's a great point because think about it. And I would say, Jalen, think about it.
Think about it. The cold, AJ, think about it, buddy.
The cold weather is coming. Your house, it feels like a wind tunnel. Window Nation, well, they come in and they replace your windows in one day or less. That's a clutch performance. And their current offer is a total game winner. Buy two windows, get two more completely free, plus an extra 10% off.
That's a great deal. I hate wind tunnels. Hate them.
Well, let me tell you, the wind tunnel out here on market is
brutal.
Absurd.
Yes, I was like, bang.
Yeah.
Imagine it being your house.
I would be unable to live there.
Yeah, I would. I would.
Well, I guess I could if I called Window Nation.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And here's the beautiful thing: one day install. It's unbelievable. Yeah. One day, it's a game plan executed to perfection. But for a lot of folks, the real clutch moment is figuring out how to pay for it all, especially with the holidays on their own.
And that's the game-winning drive. You get it all done, and now you make no payments for 2 years. That's right. No money down, zero interest until 2027. Window Nation delivers when it counts, just like Jalen. This offer ends September 30th, so get your free estimate now at windownation.com or call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION.
Bit of a theme.
What is funny, we're like talking about their friendship.
It's like, be clutch.
But you know what Jalen does know? Windows.
He does, though.
The friendship, who knows? But
maybe Jalen could get AJ some windows.
That would be a nice little gesture.
Yes. Let's see. All right. One last question on the AJ thing. I'm sure we're going to talk more about this as the season goes on. Well, and I'm sure it's not the end.
It'll be every single
day. I'll put you on the skewer here. As of today, and a lot can change, like you said before, Tucker looked at me wrong. The skewer makes sense, right? Like your skewer kebab.
Mr. Grammar over here.
He looked over me like I was like,
no, it's fine. It's just
dumbest thing I ever said. He's like,
so putting you over the skewer,
like I'm putting you on it, like you're gonna get, you know,
I get what you're going.
I'm putting you on the heat.
Yes.
Yeah. The point is like you're on the hot seat.
Exactly.
Now, okay. So as of today, and again, a lot can change. Like we talked about last year, the Brandon Graham thing happened. They won a Super Bowl, whatever. Is AJ Brown an Eagle next season?
So if you could give me one piece of information to help me inform this, the piece of information I would want is about his knees. I think the off the field stuff, the potential issues between him and Jalen, like I think they can probably work through that.
But if
they think internally,
if Howie thinks like that, how many years do you have left?
Right.
He's declining. Why not?
Right. Like I think if, look, could AJ ask for a trade? Sure. Like AJ could. Well,
it's all part of the question.
But I think if they think AJ is like physically fine, I think Howie will go like, all right, but you know,
probably not.
No, yeah. Right. Yeah. Now there's other elements to it too. They got to pay guys. Like I think if AJ is traded, it'll be because they'll say they have to pay guys on defense of and course. Like you can't pay everybody, blah, blah, blah. Like, so if I had to guess today, is AJ on the team? I would say yes. Like, I think he will be on. Like, I think we go through, I love the roller coaster. I love the emotion, but like trading AJ is a pretty big deal. Like he is. And again, I talk about a lot of players on the radio, on the pod, on Twitter. I never, ever, ever get more like defense of a player from people in that building than AJ. Like they love AJ in that building. I'm just,
and I get it. And you've said that a million times and he must be an awesome guy and all that. But like, he is being a bad teammate right now. Like there's no other way to put it. Like,
I don't disagree with
like,
you.
Like, that's all I'm saying. Like right now with this thing, he's being but a bad I think teammate. They love him. He's putting him in a bad spot.
What I would like to know the answer to is normally when AJ, when we're doing an AJ conversation, I think internally they view it as like, well, his words are being, you know, blah, blah, blah. This one's on him.
Oh yeah, you know, there's no like
reading the book. They were
of,
cool with that, right?
Yeah,
like
well, the
passing
book, like,
game comment,
it,
yeah. Like they were whatever, right? This is there is no twisting of his words. He went, I don't want to say rogue, but I'm guessing they
he
didn't,
went,
like
there was
he just
no,
tweeted it.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. There was no like
I would imagine like, there wasn't a meeting.
It's
between,
all on
yeah,
him. Yeah, right. No doubt. No.
So I would guess yes that he is on the team, but like.
And you don't feel super strong.
The other piece of thing, last thing I'll say about the AJ thing until we talk about it next time is my advice to AJ, not that he has ever asked for my advice, but I'd be a little careful what you wish for. Like
you're winning and getting paid lots of money.
Well, but yes, but that aside, yeah, it's all good and well to be like, hey, this team will throw me the ball a ton until their quarterback gets hurt.
Yeah, you know, until like, Jake Browning's exactly, and Jamar like, Chase are going
I get it. Like, the idea of being more involved in the passing game sounds appealing elsewhere until you get there. And it's like, well, actually, like, these coaches do kind of suck. Or, like, this quarterback's not playing. Like,
or this organization is run poorly. Correct. Or
yeah,
whatever.
So, like,
Our owner won't pay our first-round draft now, pick or whatever it is, you know?
The team I would keep an eye on, because I understand
the Patriots.
It, is the Patriots.
Makes sense. He's grew up a fan.
Yeah,
there.
Like, I they, get it.
Drake
He's
May,
won the
like,
Super Bowl.
It makes perfect Vrabel, sense. They're going to want Vrabel, the Tennessee thing. He was so upset when he got traded. Remember that? And then they're going to want a receiver for Drake May. It makes perfect sense.
All right, so everyone that doesn't want to talk about trading AJ, put your earmuffs on.
Okay? Everyone's worth, it'll be like a $90 million cap hit. They're not going to do it in season.
So I'll just say this about the cap. I'm a little overlooking at the cap numbers. Like, I think Howie can make whatever.
Okay,
he, so,
it's $89 million.
So here, and look, I am like a,
yeah, you're Mr. Cap guy.
Right. But like, I've gotten to the point with the cap websites where, like, not that they're wrong, but like, there's been too many times now where I've been like, it's going to be this. And then they do it. And it's like, actually, they triggered his contract. You know,
right,
so
right. There's so all kinds of little
everyone
loopholes.
Earmuffs. If you don't want to hear it, hit ahead 30 seconds. Oh, call Window Nation. Let me ask you two questions.
Okay.
One, the Patriots call you today.
Today.
And they say, we will give you our first round pick in next year's draft for AJ Brown. Would you do it?
Not today.
So it's probably a top 15 pick, if not like top.
I think Patriots, you know, might make the playoffs. Set.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess look, if you get AJ, that helps. Yeah.
Well, and either way, I mean, like, they're in the worst division. I think they're better than Miami and the Jets easily. I mean, I think it's more the AFC thing. Like, I think the only teams that are definitely making the playoffs in the AFC are the Bills.
So you don't think the pick
Ravens?
Is be
I know the Ravens, like who knows? Like,
right, what
Chargers,
what about
the Chiefs? It's just so bad there.
What if Kellen Moore calls?
Yeah, then I'd do it.
You would do it for a top five.
I think
five
so. That, I mean, I think that's a top five pick.
It could be a top three pick.
I think so. Now,
let me.
It's really hard in season. Like, I want to win the Super Bowl. So, like, it would have to be something very big for me to move him in season.
So, I have another hypothetical, but I don't know if I want to say it on the pod.
Oh, gosh.
I just feel like people get so.
Don't do it.
I won't do it.
Don't do it. Yeah. Okay. You said you did a Mailata thing.
Did I?
No.
I don't think that was for the pod.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I did. I mean, super inside baseball. I wanted to talk to Tucker about when we thought the best time to post the Mailata show was.
I thought it was
because honestly, people like to hear,
like,
and I don't want it to be
a
Mailata
thing for the pod. Right. My fault. I'm sorry.
I do have a Mailata.
Good. There you go.
Because this clip is out there now. Mailata said, like, he thinks one of the issues on offense is they're not getting out of the huddle.
I thought that was really interesting. Yeah.
And what I thought was interesting too is he was talking about also like getting in the huddle, like in terms of like players getting into the huddle. So one thing I'm going to be looking
well,
for.
Well, I will notice. I will
how quickly
say,
are these receivers running back down the field?
I
to
will
get in?
Say that. I mean, like, and we've talked about it before, but like, they snap the ball at zero every time.
They
like,
do
one every time. There is no mixing it up. There's no let's go a little unless they're running. Hurry up! Like, it is always till the last second. Always.
Well, and the tough part of that is on Jalen in the line when you're talking about protection.
Yeah, and then you also these defenders know if you go down last second, guess what? They're going to get a good jump.
Yeah, they know when the
you
ball.
You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here? You know?
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. And you know, a lot you can listen to the Mailata show when it's out there. If like you don't want to believe me, and I know people will go, well, the players are just going to say that. But like, I think the offensive line might be the biggest problem.
Where I was going to go.
And we never talk about it.
Dude,
but
that's
like,
where I was going to go. And like, I think that is the most under-talked about thing right now. The offensive line is the biggest problem with this offense.
Which is,
and it's not even close.
And I know we can
they can't run the ball.
Right. We can give them grace because like they've been elite for a long time. But we can also sit here and say it is a problem.
It is
like,
the biggest
now,
problem with this
you know?
Team right
like,
now.
We want to talk about
Landon
why.
Landon Dickerson's been bad. Yeah. Lane Johnson's barely playing. Like Cam Jurgens's been bad. Like they have not been good.
They haven't played. And I should look this up, but I'm pretty positive. I'm so positive I haven't. I don't think they've played a single game with all five starters playing all the snaps.
No,
Dallas,
no, of course
Landon
not. Yeah.
left.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Steen left last game. Lane's left two games.
Yep. Yeah.
That's
so
four.
There you go. Yeah.
Right. So they've not played a single game with all five guys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we think about 2020 with Carson and how he fell apart and he was awful. And like we look and go, well, yeah, Carson was bad. And that was a huge part of it. But you remember the offensive line was injured throughout the year. That was the not Jake Browning. He's in my head now. What's the offensive lineman that fixed his glove during
Brown. Jamon Brown.
Yeah, Jamon Brown. Yeah. So Browning.
No, it was pretty close.
Yeah. Like
JB.
Like, I don't think the offensive line is going to get to that extent.
Oh, I hope not. Yeah.
Obviously. But like, if the offensive line isn't good, this team is mostly cooked. Like they just, it, you can't win in the NFL.
They're not
going without
the Super Bowl
a
if the offensive
correct.
Line
like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's that simple. Yeah. And look, to your point, I think with the amount of talent they have, and the guys who have proven it over time, you give them some benefit of the doubt. But benefit of the doubt doesn't mean that Lane Johnson is going to be healthy this year. It doesn't mean Landon Dickerson's right. going to get back to where he needs to be.
He's going to play well, yeah.
Yeah, well, the point is I think he's injured and he has never really gotten back to where, you know, with the injury and stuff. Like, so, yeah, I think that's the biggest question mark with the team, right? Which is crazy.
And I thought Sunday was the first game.
And by the way, Saquon's been pretty bad in pass protection too.
For like, sure.
Pretty bad. Agreed. And also, he's not a great receiver.
He's not. I agree with that too. He's right? just not. He's like, not. He dropped passes
it's
in New
like
York.
It's like shocking how, like, even when he catches it, like, he doesn't, like, he never looks comfortable.
It's agreed. Not, it's, yeah. not a, it's not a strength of his. Yeah. You know, A.J. Dillon was out on the field a little more last week.
Pass like, blocking potentially. It's like, oh, God.
I don't know. Oh, I just thought it was interesting how much he was out
Saquon
there.
Saquon has missed some big blocks.
Yeah, yeah. Saquon's not been great, for sure. Now, physically, I am not in the camp that...
Oh, I don't know what it means physically.
But you know what? So Spike sent me this stat. So I don't know where he got it. But I guess there's a website. Tucker might know, actually. Because like he's Mr. Football
Tucker
stat
is the
guy.
Freaking king of stats.
Yeah, so... He found a stat that shows how quickly a running back gets to the line after they're handed the ball. So, like,
that is a wild stat.
It is a wild stat. Like, I don't know where to get it. Like, right?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you heard of this stat?
No, I haven't. It's right. Fascinating.
Do you, Tucker's eyes lit
I know.
Up.
He was like,
Tucker was like, new stat?
Yeah.
What?
But apparently Saquon's getting to the line a quarter of a second slower
than he used to.
I don't know. I thought it was a little interesting because like my eye test.
It's interesting. Yeah.
And also if you look like yards after contact, he's not as high as he was last year. He's actually one of the worst running backs in the league in yards after contact. Whoa. Now, those are all not create. All those situations are not created equal. Like he might have two guys on him, you know, like who knows? But I thought Sunday was the first game where running the ball, not being able to run the ball really, really hurt them.
Yeah.
Like they could not kill clock.
No,
and they're so good at killing clock. So will they get better at the running the ball?
You'd assume so, but look, if the O-line isn't good, it's a problem. I mean, that's pretty much easy. Yeah. But yeah, it's not.
So I have two 2023 thoughts, both quick, but I wanted to. All right. So you hear a lot of like, is this 2023 or 2024? I think one way it reminds me of 2023 is a lot of like, we're one block away. We're one block away. We're one block away. Like that's what I heard a lot in 2023. And they just never got to being the one block. So who knows? Like, I think they probably will. But if they play this level of football throughout the year, like they are putting themselves up.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
But my other count, my counter to myself on that would be,
Ellie just walking down the street being like,
I just talked to myself all day. Yeah,
look,
exactly.
Did you think about this, Elliot?
Yeah, Elliot, you're wrong.
Good point, Elliot.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
didn't think about that. Yeah.
So Elliot. I think there's a perception the Eagles are playing on thin ice.
Sure.
I actually think their ice is like extremely thick right now.
Love this.
Because when you stack up wins, like in 2023, think of how hard they had to collapse.
It's a great point. And they still made the playoffs.
Right. Like
they almost won the division.
We look at it as like, well, it doesn't matter if you start 10-1 because they collapsed and you're right. But like where it does help is they had to lose almost every single game the rest of the season. Right.
Gives you some margin for error. And I will say, and I said this last time we brought this up, but I do think the fundamental, and look, they might, end up 12-5 or 11-6. Like the season could still go poorly, whatever.
Right.
Like they, to your point, 4-0 is a really nice start to not have that happen.
Really, they've built themselves
But the thing, and I mentioned last time, but I come back to, I just think with the defense and Vic Fangio, I just think the floor is much higher for that specific thing. And that was, as we discussed, and in the moment I was saying like the defense was there.
So I agree with that. And I think a better defense will help them win games they didn't in 2023.
I think it'll just help avoid it full collapse.
But the 2023 thing was about vibe.
Yeah.
Like 23-3 thing was about just like ugliness. Well, no one's having fun.
I think it could get that way where it's not like where they go 12-5, they're a good team, but they lose in the playoffs and they don't have that same type of thing. I don't think it'll be that like we are in the midst of the Phillies in 1964
remember,
it's all collapsing and falling apart.
In 2023, Brandon Graham up on this pod a lot. Remember said like, you know, we don't have to like, we have to be coworkers. We don't have to be friends. Mm-hmm. Like, and now you wonder who he's talking about looking back on that. Mm-hmm. But like, I think that's my worry about the season is if it's just ugly and people are unhappy, I don't think it matters how good you are. I just don't think you can win.
I'm a big culture.
Yeah. And I don't think it's there yet. I'm just saying that would be my counter to the good defense is you can have a great team and it just doesn't matter.
Fair point.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Your sausage McMuffin with egg didn't change. Your receipt did. The sausage McMuffin with egg extra value meal includes a hash brown and a small coffee for just $5. Only at McDonald's for a limited time.
Prices and participation may vary.
As a scientist, I can tell you that Sundays are only 24 hours long. But with NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV, you get every game every Sunday all in one place. That's upwards of 30 hours of NFL in one day. How can there be 30 hours in 24 hours, you ask? I have a theory. Magic. New users get NFL Sunday Ticket for 8 payments of $34.50 per month. Sign up at NFLSundayTicket.com. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games excludes digital-only games and commercial use. Terms and embargoes apply. Availability varies.
All right, let's get to final thoughts.
All right, so I have
a few too, but
all right, get ready, guys, because I'm going to be flying a lot, so there's going to be a lot of final thoughts. All right, here's my new thought on how I can fix airline aviation.
Oh, my God. Poor airline aviation.
And I know people aren't going to want to hear this, but I want people to think for a second before they're like, no. I think airlines should charge for overhead space in a plane.
Whoa, like, bold.
Look, $15, whatever, $20.
People would pay it in a second.
So here's what's absurd. So I had my seat on the way back from Tampa was in the fifth row. I get to the fifth row and like the bins are all full ahead of me. And so I was able to squeeze my bag in. So it worked. But like, you know how much it sucks for everyone when you have to go put your bag like
further back
out, in row 20 and then you have to go there.
It's like, the worst.
So first of all, I think as a society.
Oh, I agree. You should not be able to put your bag. I always hit your bag should go where your seat is. If there's no spot, guess what? So for what it's worth, just to, before you go on, I just check, like, I don't check, I bring it through.
I hate checking bags.
No, I do too. But what I do is I bring my thing through and then I know that I'm not going to get on the plane because I'm like 7 or 8 or whatever. Yeah. So I just check it at the gate.
Yeah, so that's like, better. I'm still hesitant. But it's better.
I have to because I know that I'm in gate group 7. Like by the time I'm up, they're going to say there's no more space. Like it happens every time.
Yeah, agreed. But like if you told me I could pay $15 and I knew the space locked in. Above my
D1.
Seat.
I have D1's correct. Spot.
Yes, like the spot. I think
that's
above
a
me.
Great idea.
It sucks to pay, I agree, but like it would just be a better experience, right? You're already spending $700.
No, you're right. Like, it's not a horrible take from you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I think people should not put their bags above. Look, if it's one section over, okay. But like if you're in row 20 walking back and you put it up there, that's absurd.
It's outrageous.
Like, yeah. And it's also like, don't you want to see your bag?
I don't care about that as much. But it's
why do? What if someone takes it by accident? It happened to me.
Yeah. I forgot.
I'm scarred. Yeah.
I forgot that happened to you. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Okay. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Like I'm not trying to make the airlines any money.
Agreed,
like,
but it is what
they're already like, shafting
sometimes
us.
Sometimes you have to pay
is.
For convenience.
The things that the airlines get away with is honestly like
agreed.
Sickening to my stomach.
I agree.
But, okay. My final thought. And I'm sure there are many things like this. Like quicksand is an example. Quicksand, not a real thing, but it's a thing that was created. Right. But movies is like quicksand.
Right.
So what I'm wondering.
You're sure, quicksand isn't a real thing.
Yes,
there's not some like a real thing.
No,
there's
we did it on the air. We did it on the air. This whole thing, and we looked it up. Like you can look it up, Tucker. But it's like a thing made for movies. Like there's like
like the quicksand we see in the movies.
There's not real quicksand. Okay, so here's my question is this real from movies? And it was the
one. Do you know this answer? Are you asking?
No, I'm asking. That's okay, my final thought is something from movies or TV, you'll see it all the time. And it's from, I was watching The Sting. Shout out to Robert Redford, still doing my Redford stuff.
Very nice.
The Sting is a great movie, by the way.
Quicksand is real, by the way.
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
I mean, it 100% is a real thing.
I don't think so.
Quicksand is a mixture of water and fine-grained sand.
But I think...
No, but it's not a real thing you encounter in the world, is my point. Like, there's not, like, spots of quicksand where you go in and you like, fall down through the sand. Like, it's not real.
So I think there's not quicksand to the level of movies. I don't think you can die there might in quicksand.
Yeah, there might be some, definitely. Well,
but,
you're not, like, sliding in and whatever. Like, there might be something that they call quicksand now, but it is not,
it's not the movie.
In film, it's unrealistically depicted with the suction effect.
Yes, correct. That's the whole point. Yeah. Okay, so here's my question. And it's the example I'm using will make sense. So this thing, when they do in movies, the pickpocket thing, where someone just bumps into someone.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Is that possible? Like, could you really, like, are you that good where you can bump in and pull someone's thing out? But, like, I just want to
jinx myself, but nobody could ever do that.
Right? Because you've seen this a million times in movies, right? Where it's just a pickpocket. All they do is they bump into someone. They go, oh, sorry. And they walk away and they're like, got the wallet.
Yeah. Or got the watch.
Yeah. It's or the watch or whatever. I want to know.
I mean, maybe.
That's what I'm wondering. This is my question is, and there are things where you're saying, you're like, I wonder how real that is.
I will say.
Like, can the best pickpocket in the world just,
like, when you're
do that?
I'm sure they say it to people that come overseas in America as well. But whenever you go overseas, like,
yeah, they'll say,
like, they tell you, like, you know, there's like professional pickpockets. Yes. And stuff.
And so,
like,
I'm wondering, like,
people must be good at
the back pocket thing. Like, that I can get. Like, it's kind of, that's like, snatch it out. Like, I could see that. I could see the whole, like, it's in the jacket pocket and they go in, or the watch.
Right.
No one's taking my watch on my wrist without me noticing.
We're walking a dangerous line.
I know.
We're people trying to prove.
This is called asking for it. Yes. But I'm just dying to know how real that is. So if any professional pickpockets out there, you know.
Yeah, no one pickpocket us. But
no.
If you come to Buffalo on the Fans of Philly trip.
And you're good at it, you could show us.
Or if we trust you as friends, you could pickpocket us and then give us our stuff
back. And then give it back. I would love that.
Like,
honestly,
prove to us.
Honestly, I would love that. If I get it back.
You got to give it back.
Yeah, you got to give it back. But I would love that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Kristen would be mad if I got pickpocketed.
I would not be psyched either.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, I've always wondered how real is that? So there you go. All right. We'll be back Thursday. Some pods. We'll preview the games, all that good stuff. Saturday, 1 to 3. And of course, Sunday, as soon as the whistle ends on the WIP YouTube channel. Until then, he's William James.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're saying exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.